Debate in the state Senate revolved around potential costs and potential savings to small and medium-sized Wisconsin employers if group insurance plans are required to provide parity in health care coverage for treatment of mental illnesses and substance abuse. The bill's author, Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen.
We've got to treat mental illness as a physical illness, which it is. The stigma exists, and I think that stigma still being out there is killing people, and it's just plain wrong. Can small business afford this? What are the costs of business of not treating mental illness and addiction?
But Richland Center Republican Dale Schultz argued costs will be borne by employers.
It's a job killer. Make no mistake about it. This will make it harder for small employers to keep it together.
Employers with 50 or fewer employees and individual health plans are exempt from federal legislation passed in 2008, and the bill's supporters argue it would close the gap for thousands of workers in Wisconsin. Opponents also noted the state's new Badger Care basic coverage does not provide mental health or substance abuse coverage. The bill passed on a partisan 19-13 vote and now moves to the Assembly. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.